Thank you and good morning. A hazardous wind advisory for the North Coast has been issued by the National Weather Service Office in Eureka that will be in effect until Thursday afternoon. Exposed and elevated coastal headlands, including Trinidad, Crescent City, and Patrick's Point, will be affected by peaking winds of up to 40 miles per hour, with heavy gusts expected at 50 miles per hour. Drivers are also urged to use caution when driving on Highway 101, as heavy winds will make driving difficult, especially if you're driving a high-profile vehicle. The future of the Dungeness crab season will be discussed in a meeting that will be held in Santa Rosa on Thursday. The latest test results of how much domoic acid remain inside of Dungeness crab will be disclosed at the meeting, which will include ocean experts, fish and wildlife personnel, as well as North Coast Senator Mike McGuire. The crab season has been suspended indefinitely due to lethal levels of domoic acid found in crab, which is caused by algae bloom due to warmer ocean temperatures. The closure of the season could have a huge impact financially for the crab fishery, which is valued at $60 million. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher announced that Dr. Alexander Nyeti has been selected as the university's new provost and vice president for academic affairs. Nyeti will take his position on January 11th, and an interim provost has been chosen until Nyeti joins the university. It wasn't just academic and administrative experience that led to Nyeti's selection. Rosbacher linked his deep commitment to diversity, equity, as well as social justice as good fits for Humboldt State. Nyeti is currently a professor in biological sciences at Western Michigan University and has served in previous administrative positions. Details remain scarce in the two-vehicle collision that occurred on Alder Point Road Tuesday afternoon. California Highway Patrol officers responded to the traffic collision west of Garberville near Bell Springs Road. The collision between the two vehicles involved was head-on and blocked both lanes of Alder Point. At this time, the status of the drivers remain unknown. A passing motorist on Highway 199 in the Crescent City area helped a 22-year-old Brookings resident out of his vehicle after a single-vehicle collision occurred Monday afternoon. The driver was headed northbound on the 199 north of Idlewild when, for unknown reasons, allowed his vehicle to leave the roadway and roll down an embankment, trapping him inside. The passing motorist was able to help the driver get out of his vehicle, and the victim was transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of moderate injuries to his face and hands. At this time, drugs and alcohol have been ruled out as factors in the crash. At 11:30, the Humboldt County Airport will be having a community launch party in celebration of bringing in new jet services. Fly Humboldt has done extensive work in trying to bring in more commercial air service to the county airport, and they will welcome in a new E-175 jet. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A reminder to drivers that Caltrain work crews in Mendocino County will be at the Navarro River Bridge on Route 1 as they take apart a log jam located east of the bridge. Those who plan to travel near the area should expect closures with delays of up to 30 minutes. Caltrans anticipates the work on the bridge will be completed by Friday. Tuesday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released photos of a male suspect who robbed the Safeway store in Eureka. The suspect has had a past history of robbing the Safeway store and was seen on Thanksgiving Eve taking a turkey fryer and fleeing the scene in an SUV. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact authorities. 32-year-old Trevor Hawkinson was booked into county jail in the aftermath of a two-vehicle collision in Eureka Monday afternoon. The crash between Hawkinson's pickup truck and a van occurred at the intersection of Henderson and Union and caused injuries to a 74-year-old female driver after the van rammed through fencing in the front yard of a nearby residence. Hawkinson was found to be under the influence, and he was booked into county jail for DUI, causing bodily harm, as well as driving on a suspended license. At their meeting tonight, the Arcata City Council will discuss how county residents get their electricity with the possible approval of a revised joint powers agreement with the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. Some of the revisions in the agreement include providing the Redwood Coast Energy Authority the power to start a community choice aggregation and to make sure that CCA revenue will cover program cost. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.